Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of People radio show. We actually got to start off fast and furious. I got a surprise caller on the line. We're going to bring this person on in a minute. I just want to introduce my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good, relaxing. Who called in?
Let's find out. Let's right now. Good evening, 216. You're on the air with The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, radio show with Scarlett and Joe. 216?
Oh, hello.
Hello. How can we help you?
No, this is just the first time that I've listened to your show, but it looks really promising.
Okay. All right. Just hang loose and listen. I'm going to leave you on. And if you have a question, just let me know. And we'll have a discussion, like a round table. Is that good?
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, let me start. Usually we do what they call a PSA, public service announcement. But what we're doing right now is to discuss about. But we've got to talk about Make America Great Again, how we're going to do that as we go forward with what's happening. But right now we have to talk about deflection. And what deflection is when somebody is focusing on what everybody's focusing on, they try to deflect by blame others for what they actually are doing. And this is a very big thing that's done by the Democrats as a whole. And we can give you plenty of examples of it, such as what's happening with Trump. They're the ones that started, as soon as he walks down the escalator, he goes and they start talking about Russian collusion and the Steele and all that type of stuff, the Steele dossier and things like that. But it wasn't Trump that's having with Russia. It was Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. Then they went and they deflected. Then they went and started talking about impeachment when President Trump did the Ukrainian situation and made that call. And it was a perfect call and everything. And and the reason why they deflected trying to make it to a bad call and to try and impeach Trump on that one is because in Ukraine is where the evidence for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Burisma and the corruption by the Democrats and what's happening there. And that's what we used to, so they went and tried to reverse it to Trump again. And then now the latest one is when the Republicans took back the House and they started to announce that they're going after Hunter Biden, the laptop from hell, and Burisma and all the other corruption and what we call the Biden crime syndicate. The first thing Biden does was talk to his, convince his Patsy Garland to set up a special prosecutor on Trump. That's deflection. Every one of these things is deflection. This is the policies of what the Democrats do. It's nothing here, it's over there. But in reality, it's all everything they say is actually what they did. And the Democrats do it all the time. And people that support the Democrats do it all the time. We have situations around the country, the same way. Huckle in New York, no crime here, even though people are getting killed. Same thing with the problems with election integrity, Arizona. In Michigan now, they just arrested a bunch of people. Pennsylvania, they just announced that they're not certifying the elections in Pennsylvania for corruption. We say there's election integrity problems, that there's fraud all over the place. Democrats, no, it's nothing, no such thing. Now it's coming out all over the place. They're not certifying the elections in Arizona. They're not going to certify the elections in Pennsylvania. Not certifying the elections in Michigan. This is all deflections. This is what they do. And that's what's happening right now. So we got to concentrate on deflection. Ignore the deflection. Go after the real problem, which is right on mark. If the Democrats are saying it's not me, it's them, you know it's actually them. And they're in trouble, and so they're trying to deflect. And same thing with criminals, see them in Pembroke Pines, elsewhere. If you know you're right on the nose, they blame you for something that they're doing. And that's the key. Keep focus on the criminal. Keep focus on the corruption, and that's how we get it right. And eventually we will get there, and it looks like it's happening all over the place. Now, Scarlett, do you have any comment?
I can't wait till January.
Okay.
I can't wait till January when the new Congress comes in. And by then we should have the Senate. And then we'll have both. And then they will work together to figure out how to hold individuals accountable for their criminal activity. And yet, stop spending money. Stop spending. Okay?
Now, I want to tell you something.
And I'll cut back on things that are just not. One thing that's going to happen is the illegals aren't going to get any money. None of them. No more freebies. And now with the Bitcoin. Did you see that on that girl with the today on what was the name of that company on the Bitcoin?
Yeah, FTR, something like that, something like that.
FTS.
Okay, STS.
This
okay,
is
well, I'm going
to tell you. Dealing with this FTS.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're coming. Okay, this is what's going on, and Facebook, I'm going to tell you, Facebook is kind of trying to block the information, but it's out there, right? They can't stop it.
Their folk thing is not going to work.
This is where Marjorie Taylor Greene has got it right, and Matt Gaetz has got it right, and Howley's got
Lauren
it right,
Boebert.
And a bunch of others. Lauren Boebert. They need independent audit on everything that is being sent to Ukraine. and using the cyber currency.
You know what else needs to be audited? Because they're printing this money. The Fed is involved in this. I'm telling you. Fed needs to be audited because they're sending all this money to Ukraine, which is not going to Ukraine, which is going somewhere else, and ending up in the DNC. And everybody's pocketing money. It's all racketeering. One big circle.
I want to tell you something. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to thank Flycatch, who's in the chat room. He is talking about, the Democrats, first of all, he said to be out to support MSNBC, the mainstream media Democrats will be important. The other thing, but he did say something else. Republicans were in charge under Bush, and they did nothing, and that is true. And the thing is the Republicans going to do right this time around? That's a thing. But let me get back to the cyber currency. This is how it's being done. Okay, this is how it's being done. The money, the billions and billions of dollars that is being sent to print, a lot of it is being funneled to a cyber currency that's going to FTS and goes right back to the DNC. DNC using that cyber currency thing. That is why Marjorie Taylor Greene is so adamant. It's not, and that's the key there. And when I talk to people around the country in various organizations, the first thing they ask me when it comes to Ukraine stuff is the money directly going to the programs designated, or is it going direct, or is it going back to political realms of the Democrats? And the organization, there are organizations that actually fund, that actually raise funds and actually does things for the people in Ukraine, like the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Is true, but you've got to be very careful.
How many months have I been saying to you that how long has this war in Ukraine been going on? A year now?
The Russian invasion is only, 8 months, something like that. But there always been, Ukraine.
Months.
No, just let me go back a little bit.
They've been money laundering.
Biden's crime family
has been doing money laundering.
It's not just that. It goes back. It goes all the way back to Obama days when the Russians invaded to get Crimea.
Part of it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even surprise me if Hillary Clinton's in this shit.
Okay, Flycast said the DNC and RNC were receiving the FSX funding, and Mitch used it, to defeat Make America Great Again candidates. Yes, that is true. Mitch McConnell
needs to
be gone.
If we've got the rhinos, we got rhinos and commies doing it.
Right.
What are we doing to them? Are we going to?
Well, we don't have the power until January 3rd, technically.
So January 3rd. I'm going to tell you something. If that's true, that means Kevin McCarthy's got his feet wet in this.
He won't be speaker. He can't even get 190 votes. He's not going to get. He needs 218 votes.
This is an idiot who supported Liz Cheney. You're going to see the corruption for what it is. They're corrupt.
Yeah, same thing with Mitt Romney in the Senate. We need to get them out.
Did Mitt Romney make money off of this?
We don't know. Machine select our senators and your vote is null and void, according to Flycatch. Maybe, but Florida, in Florida, we actually did pretty good. We have a super majority in Florida. We have a super majority in the House and Senate in the state in Tallahassee. We also have we got rid of every Democrat in the statewide election that's involved in that. We still have a couple Democrat Congress people, but majority of them have been voted out. We picked up a few. What's amazing is the fact that the Democrats lost 11 seats in New York. So that's a big thing there.
I don't think they thought they were going to lose the House. I think that was a big surprise.
Yeah, well, we should have taken a lot more seats. Like I said in the beginning, voter integrity is a big thing. And people, and there are state attorneys and district attorneys and stuff are now standing up. A lot of arrests are being made in Maricopa County in Arizona. In fact, there's a story coming out that Trump may be picking Kerry Lake as VP.
I said Kelsey.
Flycatcher
would be good.
Yes, no? Kelsey Cabot's good.
You think Kerry Lake would be a good VP?
I don't know. I don't know, but she's female Trump in a lot of ways. Look, Flycatcher and I got this agree on this.
Repeat that. I didn't hear you. She's beating him up?
No, Flycatch is a guy on someone I know on the trap board, on the board. He says DeSantis is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Do the research on him and discover the truth. I know Governor DeSantis. I know Ron DeSantis since before he was Congress. If he is a sheep in wolf's clothing, he doesn't act like one. He is pretty straightforward. He doesn't do the hacks the way Trump does, but he is exactly like Trump in a lot of other ways. And Trump doesn't take it, but Trump changed himself a little bit when he made the announcement. But the deal is we got to clean this up, and we got to do it right. Now, I would like to know if
they're all corrupt.
That's true, but we have a lot of good people in areas that we can do. We have an opportunity right now. 216, do you have any comments? Do you want to inject yourself into this?
Oh, yeah, I do. I think that they should forbid the Smartmatic software that's attached to the Dominion voting machines. I don't know how many states had that. And then it would be pretty easy to do an audit of dead voters that somehow voted. That's always a percentage, too. And I don't know. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I'm just glad that the person we call Skeletor, Pelosi, is no longer going to be Speaker of the House. That's a plus. I try to look at it from both sides, and I get my information from only three sources. One is CoreyDiggs.com, and everybody's on Rumble because they've been kicked off of YouTube and Facebook, so it's hard to find the truth. And then there's Official eSETI, which is James Gilliland.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Bongino is also on Rumble. He's pretty good. But I see more sources that are just presenting what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. I don't see a whole lot of here's what we can do about it. And that's why I go to CoreyDiggs.com, because they're all solution-oriented.
Well,
let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I want to ask you a question. Do you think that we should add a component such as thumbprint for printing to show your DNA when you vote?
I don't know. What would they do with
that? Well, we'd have a database of everybody on file of our thumbprint and you couldn't steal.
I think an eye scan would be more reliable, because what if something happens to your thumb?
Then the ballot don't count.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, then the ballot, but then you can't steal.
I would definitely want Trump back. And I'm just hoping that any election fraud will be exposed, because you remember in 2020, Giuliani made this huge effort, and other people, especially with Georgia, and nothing came of it.
Yeah, that's true. And we have, and the thing is, we got America First candidates around the country, 200 plus one. I think 13 is something like 13 or 20, somewhere around that loss. But the point is, we got a lot of things out there. But no one was leading the charge, Mike Lindell, besides Giuliani. And he's advocating strict paper ballots. No machines, no computers or anything, just strict paper ballots. The rest of the world is doing. And it gets done. And same day voting. No mail-in ballots, except if you are in military or you have a health issue where you can't get to the poll, and then you get what they call an absentee ballot. Other than that, there was no mail-in ballots, only same-day voting, and no early voting. Get to the poll and eliminate. That eliminates a lot of the corruption. It gets rid of all the machines that can't be hacked. And it goes back to paper ballots. And all the other countries around the world are using that. And that's the key. And
because the other countries have a benchmark to look at. Yeah, I would be all for that. And then also I follow Praying Medic because he interprets the Q post. Q is back. And that's it's military messages, and Praying Medic also on Rumble is really good at decoding all that. There's so much disinformation on cable news.
I use Rumble, I use Telegram, I use RSBN, Truth Social, and I still have Facebook and Twitter, but Trump's back on Twitter, but he hasn't done anything on it, but he gained tens of millions of people overnight since they reinstated him on Twitter. So,
yeah, thank you, Elon.
No, it's showing, and it's actually shows. See, one of the things about this country is that we have the right to for free speech. And free speech is not just speech that everybody likes and enjoys, but protected speech, point to counterpoint. And that's what Elon Musk has done, both sides, and not going to discriminate on that. The left is screaming bloody murder because they're not censoring the conservatives anymore.
Yeah. Well, the left is like kind of making some desperate moves, I believe. Because they know they're outnumbered, and it's just a matter of time.
You know, whatever I tell you, it is interesting. But there is a divide now in the Republican Party, thanks to the swamp, the Never Trumpers, and the global world or New World Order and things of that nature. They're trying to divide. They're trying to divide the Republicans up, go from head to head between Trump and DeSantis. But DeSantis right now is more interested in helping this country and helping Florida. And yes, he'll go speaking around the country, and he dealt with the Jewish organization today. But that's what he does. But he also helps align himself with other things, and helps the country, but also helps the state. But he is not a distraction on Trump. He doesn't go after Trump. All he said when Trump attacked him just before the announcement, he did it on his little comment, because Trump always goes after big nicknames on these candidates, the possibility of a candidate. And he'll make his nicknames, but DeSantis don't play that. DeSantis, all you have to do is look at my record and the way he did in Florida. And that's all you have to do.
I don't think DeSantis is going to run for 2024.
No, I think he's going to go 2028.
He's going to fulfill Florida. He's going to complete the mission. So somebody else can run his coattails and be the next governor, because that's what we need. Somebody solid and strong to take over the governor's mansion. And then I believe he will run for 2028.
Yeah, and
well,
that's
people
important.
Are leaving their states, especially if they're Democratic states, and they're flocking to Florida.
Yeah,
that's
we know. Our rents keep going up. They're coming in droves.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, which state are you in?
I'm in Virginia, which just recently turned red. Last year turned red.
The Yunkin.
Yeah.
Yep.
I
didn't live here at the time, but I knew it was going to, because a year before that, whoever it was, the Democratic governor, started taking away certain guns.
I thought you're going to lose,
and whoever's running for governor is going to win. That's when Youngkin got in.
But you know what? That was one of the things for what brought Youngkin in and what's sweeping around the country, including Florida, is that the Democrats want to take away your kids. They want to control your kids from conception to after death, the way they talk about you. It's when you take your kids to school, it's not your job to be a parent and stand up to know what's being taught in school, according to the Democrats. They want to control everything that's being taught. And then if they tell your kids to tell, do not tell your parents what's being taught. They got caught in so many different ways. With Virginia, it happened to be a 14-year-old being raped because of a guy dressed up as a woman going into a woman's bathroom and raped the girl. And then because it was towards the end of a governor's campaign, a political campaign, they tried to keep it a secret, and it didn't happen, and the parents stood up and fought. And because of that, not only did they win the governorship, but they took every state office.
Well, thank God, you know. I mean, this critical race theory, they had to back off on that, too. I think the page of homework... The critical race theory they were teaching in school.
Yes.
But all the white kids had homework that had multiple choice, and it began with, I am a racist because.
I know.
Ridiculous.
And that's that, and the indoctrination and recruitment to be something.
And the trans code. That trans code thing is out there to indoctrinate.
Yeah, that's there, too. You just, the parents, we did what we could. You know, we went to the public meetings, and we even found out they had, like, a cartoon book on how they said make love, but, I mean, it was ridiculous. It's like how people that are not straight, how they sleep together and how to do it, and they had to take that off their public school library shelves. And I mean, this happened so quick, both the CRT and
since Biden took office, they've been flooding the masses with bullshit in every area to destroy this country, okay?
Well, it's like, I hear you. It's like they thought parents wouldn't notice when they get a sheet of homework with the CRT thing. And the kids aren't going to say, oh, I had this library book when we went to the school library every Tuesday, and it was a cartoon showing how non-straight people sleep together, like they weren't going to be found out.
That's just.
I agree.
You know,
I think they want to break down the American family and what it stands for.
That's exactly it.
I think the one thing that's going well now is the manufacturers of certain COVID shots have put out disclosures, but it's too late. Johnson & Johnson had to put out a disclosure that blood clots are related to the vaccinations. And I can't remember if it was Moderna or the other one. Because if you want good coverage, you'll see young adults just falling dead.
Yeah, just a lot. If you notice over the last 2 years, a lot of people dying at a younger age, it's got to be booster related or the shot related, but it's got to be either the jab or the booster jab that's doing it, because there's too many young people dying, and it's not necessarily because of the drugs coming into this country.
Well, I do know that a panel of morticians got together and posted something, and of course it couldn't be on YouTube, about when they're trying to remove the blood from a corpse and put the formaldehyde and whatever the preservatives in for the usual thing at a funeral home. They couldn't get the blood out, and they couldn't figure out why. And they were pulling out what looks like rubberized things that took on the shape of the heart, as far as the heart valves. And they did some research, and they did not see that rubberized stuff in their arteries from the patients, where their family said, no, they never took the COVID jab. But the ones that did, I mean, this was all throughout their arterial system. And, of course, you know, that was put up and then taken down way fast.
I took one shot. That was a Johnson & Johnson shot in early 2020 when it first came out. And those were created off of President Trump. Whatever was coming to us at that time, the first round, I didn't take anything after that. Okay? I never had COVID. I never got sick. I never had anything. And I have underlying conditions. Nothing happened. Nothing. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't like that mask. I didn't wear it too much.
The mask.
People are still wearing the mask. They're not. Do you wear the mask?
Well, if you're ever worried about latent side effects from that one jab, CoreysDiggs.com, they have a whole solution page on how you can flush that mRNA out of your body. CoreysDiggs.com, and they have a clear tab that says solutions page.
I didn't have no side effects. I haven't even had problems. I haven't really been sick.
Just keep that in mind, especially if you meet people and you have loved ones that took, you know, more than just the one shot and they did boosters.
I don't understand. So my thought was, did you take more than one shot?
I had COVID before they had a vaccine. I had it for 5 days.
Okay, so you have an immune system. You built up your own antibodies. Correct?
Right, ahead of time.
So you're healthy. You're not going to get it again. So
I don't know. Everybody around me that took one or more of the jabs, they got COVID again anyway. They got COVID
anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't
do anything.
It's not like smallpox. or measles or stuff. It's not a cure. Okay?
No. Well, that's what they said. Oh, well, it wasn't meant to prevent it. And they changed their tune, you know. Oh, it wasn't meant to prevent it. It was made to, if you get it, to ease the symptoms.
If you get
and really, it doesn't do anything.
You do what you can, you wait it out. And that's it. And you take the best care of yourself.
Now, by the way, in Virginia, what is your first name so I know who we're talking to?
Kristen.
Okay, Kristen. Kristen, again, do you have, okay, do you... What do you see in our future, since we're trying to do so? How you see America's going to be?
I think more and more people are waking up to knowing that they're lying, you know, they're lied to. And I noticed that people that lose loved ones over this COVID BS, they are really, really angry. You know, they want help, and they don't know how. But they've had enough. And all of us have had enough of the gas prices. We've had enough of the fentanyl. Fentanyl is not made here. It is not made in the U.S., and you have so many deaths from it every day. It's ridiculous. Now, Texas, a Texas trooper found what the border couldn't find. In the trunk of a car, enough doses of fentanyl to... kill millions of people.
Same thing
so
in Arizona.
Yeah.
Same thing happened in Arizona. Anyway, we
if
have a
more than one, because this was a Texas trooper.
Yeah. Just wanted to ask, the Governor Abbott has sent tanks to the border as he declared an invasion. So we'll see where that goes. Meanwhile, we got another caller on the line, 314, bringing him in. 314, do you want to interrupt? You got your hand up. You have a question?
Yeah, I had a question and a comment. You know, on the COVID, the lady had mentioned about the immune system. Immune system is the human body's best defense. We all should know that. I mean, we've been around since the beginning of time, and your immune system has a library of what it has recognized in the past. It should pretty much take care of you as we run into things in the future. It has the ability to do that. And, I've got friends that took COVID shot. One had a stroke. He got speech impairment. And I got about three others that died. So if you keep your body in shape, we all know that. But I want say something else about the youth talking about the Abbott. What we have here in this country now is a federal government that's completely out of control. And the only entity that can bring it back in control is the states themselves. The federal government gets its powers from the states, and now it's not working like that. Matter of fact, it's butt backwards. And that importation of illegals into these different states and cities is totally, totally illegal. Those states control their own land. Federal government has no business bringing illegals into the confines of a state against the state's will. And that needs to be changed. Now, myself, I volunteered for the council for the convention of states in my local area. And we have 20 states that signed on to a convention. We need 18 more. But, no, the country is really messed up. The government's out of control. FBI has no business coming up to your door, knocking on the door, seeking information without first checking in with the local authorities or with the sheriff.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, a couple of things. One, as far as if the FBI comes into Broward County, and if DeSantis does what he said he was going to, I promise you that FBI agent, if he doesn't come into my office and say, that I am here doing what thing is, and I find out that he's stealing it, I'm going to arrest that FBI agent. I will guarantee it that I will arrest the federal government for the invasion that it's doing on the state. We will do whatever we can to follow the 10th Amendment and states' rights when it comes to that. Now, as far as what Abbott and DeSantis did by sending the illegals to D.C. or to Michigan or to Martha's Vineyard or Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, it was to get sell them that high. So remember, I started the show with deflection. The Democrats were ignoring the invasion that's going on and the illegals and the drugs and stuff, to the point where the two big governors down here, Texas and Florida, decide to give them a sample of what's going on here. And it took them tens of thousands, and in some cases hundreds of thousands of people in Texas and some in Florida. They're filing for 300 or 400, was 50-something in Martha Vineyard, they're screening bloody murder. New York City has 5,000 of them in the screening bloody murder. That's just a minuscule of what's going on at the southern border in the screen. But it took governors to finally get these people to start complaining. It's not enough, but it's a start. It was a symbolism of a substance type of thing. It was trying to get the deflect and turn that deflect back to what to focus on, and that is the illegal immigration, the invasion on the southern border. And it took those two governors to do that, and I agree with that message at that point, because people are literally dying coming illegally from the drugs that's coming in. The little kids that's being used as mules to bring in the stuff. And the girls, you know, each girl that comes across the border has got rape protection for rape with them, and was taught how to handle that. So they all know they're going to get raped before they get to the border. And that's wrong, because these girls are being mutilated and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. And the only way we got the Democrats to focus was to show them a sample. A minuscule sample, but show them a sample on their strongholds, what's going on in the southern border. That was it.
You got adults showing up at the border with kids. And, of course, that age is, because of the political pressure in the news, likelihood that they will let them in. But how do you know that that child is related to that adult?
There's no record.
There's no record where you came from.
When that child gets
in the United States, that child knows to call a number. They come pick them up, put them on an airplane, ship them back down to Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador, and do it all over again, and over and over and over.
And these kids are being used as pawns.
Build the wall. Finish the wall.
Absolutely. And I tell you something else, too. As far as voting is concerned, there needs to be a separate ballot for federal candidates and have a separate ballot for state and local. And I'll tell you the reason why. Because in some of these municipalities, they allow illegals to vote, but they can't vote for federal candidates. But if you got the federal candidate on the same ballot as the local propositions and local issues, there's nothing to keep that illegal person from walking his pen up ballot and marking off for one of those federal officials. The Constitution allows for a separate ballot, and damn it, Congress should work to put it in place. That way you can vet the person who's going to vote on that separate ballot, make sure that they're a citizen with means like that of a U.S. passport or other technology. They can take illegal.
They get
illegals can be in a community, and they can be apportioned for a congressional seat. They don't even have to be citizens. They can't vote federally, but they can vote legally.
That's happened in New York, I think, in Michigan.
In certain communities, the motor vehicles gives them a driver's license.
Yeah, they give them a driver's license, then they can vote. They can vote locally. So they need, the federal ballot needs to be separate from the state and local. Let the, because you can't control the states. States do whatever the hell they want to.
So
look at Michigan.
You're saying,
look at Oregon.
So what are you saying? You have to put your birth certificate with the federal ballot?
The same thing, the same procedure when I got my U.S. passport.
Okay.
Explain that for our listeners.
Well,
they
asked for the procedure. You got to prove that you are a U.S. citizen and you are who you are. You know, you may have to produce local documentation like driver's license, concealed carry license, birth certificates, particularly a birth certificate that's been certified.
I agree with
you. And that's
you.
The way it should be.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But the way it is now.
You should serve a birth certificate when you do it locally.
Well, that's up to the local authority. Federal government has no.
You know how these kids are going to school? I think they need to show birth certificates to go to school.
Well, you know, you had a court case said that illegals can attend public schools, which I think is totally wrong. These courts don't have any business making laws. There's not, the Supreme Court can't make laws. The only thing they can do is render
opinions.
Well,
they cannot legislate from the bench.
They can only render opinions.
Also, the federal government, when they tried to codify same-sex marriage this week in the Senate, by doing that, the Senate technically is violating the Constitution because
violating the First Amendment. You're absolutely right. Separation between religions. Marriage has always been sanctified by the church. Been sanctified by the church.
Also,
so federal government has no business.
Also, the Tenth Amendment, because you're dictating to the state and the people in the state what to abide by on that too, and it's going to get struck down. As soon as they do something like that and Biden signs it, it's going to get struck down anyway by the Supreme Court because they violate the Constitution on that. It doesn't work. That's why.
And we're talking about co-dividing abortion. Courts has no business legalizing abortion. I'm going to tell you something else, too. Courts have no business legalizing interracial marriage. That's still up to the state. Anything dealing with marriage. Anything dealing with, like you're talking about abortion, that is the state's responsibility, not the federal government.
Exactly. And that's why, and same thing with, that's why this, the Democrats are so afraid that same-sex marriage is going to get overturned to try to do an end around, and it's going to get thrown out anyway, because as soon as they try something like that, it's going to go right into the court, and it's going to get overturned.
I tell you another thing, too. Federal government has no business owning land. Where you got Joe Biden is issuing leases for companies to explore and extract resources within a state. That's state's responsibility. The Constitution only allows the federal government a domain over Washington, D.C., and also forts, and magazines, there's one other I can't think. Forts like OF Troop series used to come on TV, especially when they were settling the West. That's the only land that the federal government can own. This stuff about the federal government having federal lands within your state is a bunch of malarkey. And states need to take their lands back and tell them to get the hell out. Federal government has no policing authorities. When they had the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, some states told them to go to hell. We ain't doing it. Well, they say, we don't hold your money. The states say, you can't withhold from us that we don't give you.
Now, we got approximately 10 minutes left, so I want to give Christine and you a chance to say a final word. We'll go with the ladies first. Christine, do you have anything to say?
No, but we do need to be patient because it is going to get better. It is going to get better. I mean, so we didn't get the Senate, and there's a runoff for Georgia, but we did get the House.
Yes. We got to get, make sure everybody gets out and vote on Georgia.
Yeah, so we did get the House, and nothing can go through the House since we have it if it's not good. You know, because everything goes through the House, and then it approved at the House, and then approved in the Senate.
Yeah, I think we're going to end up with around 222 or 223 at the end. But anyway, we could have had a lot more, but we
and
did
it's
pretty
not
good.
True about the Senate yet, because there was corruption in Arizona
and Michigan
and
Pennsylvania Arizona,
have not certified.
Arizona is not certified, and Pennsylvania just said they're not certifying their elections because of illegal activities in the polls. So you got both of them going.
Stolen.
And then you got Michigan also is the third one that just announced in the last few days that they're not certifying the election because of illegal activities.
Right. They think Whitmer stole it.
So anyway, so those are things. So there's some other stuff coming on that. And 314, I don't know, what's your final words?
Well, my final word is that no election is going to be right until you straighten out the 2020 election. Mike Pence should have given back those electors to the states like they was asking for. The popular vote does not elect president. It's the states. And if those states wanted their electors back, he should have given them back as the Constitution duly said. And one other thing, just because we elect conservatives, that don't mean they're going to do right. But the state legislature's got the right to call that U.S. senator back and call that congressperson back and put them on the carpet and read them the riot act. If they don't do right, get rid of them. And finally, get your children involved in understanding the U.S. Constitution and those documents that led up to the U.S. Constitution. We live in a great country. But you can see there's been efforts to destroy the fabric of the United States. It's been going on for decades, and now you're seeing it all come to a heap and pile. We have to stand firm. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Again, Scarlett, we're down to the final few minutes. Anything you got to say?
We're going to take this country back. We're going to hold the traitors accountable. I truly, deeply believe that. And if Kevin McCarthy becomes the speaker, y'all screwed because he's swamped. And that man on, what was his number, 314 or whatever?
Yeah, that's the size.
He was
right.
Pence is swamped. He did it on purpose. He was into the rig. He was into the stealing, and he was in bed with Nancy Pelosi, and he knew it. And he wasn't going to do it. And look at him now. He's God's gift to shit. And he's going to
He's not going to be speaker. It's most likely it's going to be Biggs.
Mike Pence is shit.
Yes.
Mike Pence is a traitor. And I don't know who the speaker is going to be. I thought it was going to be Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan.
It don't look like that.
No, well, I think it's going to be Biggs out of Arizona. He's a very good guy. He's Freedom Caucus. He's really, really good.
How long do you think this shit's going to run for?
First of all, there already is ramifications across the country with that and the world. Give it a few weeks and you're going to see
When is Interpol going to walk them out in handcuffs?
I don't know. That's in the next few weeks. Probably, wait, because we're so close to holidays, probably January 3rd with everything else.
Okay.
Because we're very close to the end. But anyway,
we will take this country. This country will come back.
Yes,
I believe we're going to take the Senate. And I believe we will have the White House come January when everything's resolved. And we do, because these elections are for Schwager. We will have the Senate and we will take Biden and Kamala and they will be perp walked out in handcuffs. And Obama.
All right.
And
anyway,
you have Interpol. And one more. And Interpol go after George Soros.
Yes. Anyway, we're down to the final. I want to thank.
This is Scarlett saying, everybody have a good night. I'll be back Wednesday night. It's going to be our Thanksgiving show. We'll talk about the birds and the bees. And everybody have a great night. And bye, everyone. God bless America.
I want to thank the Sarge. I want to thank Christine. Kristen, I want to thank Scarlett. I want to thank Flycatcher, the chat room, for coming on the show. We'll be on again Wednesday at 8 p.m. on Block Talk Radio. And this is going to be our Thanksgiving show. Thanksgiving's the next day. But we're also, what we're going to be thankful for, but we'll do whatever breaking news that we can get. And we'll continue the discussion. And we love these roundtables. So continue to listen to us and call in and be part, because you are the voice of the people. And we're there because we are the truth that's out there. Thank you and have a good night.
Well, absolutely. We are the news now. Thank you.
That's it. Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.